Jack and his crew are staying in a modern high-tech castle owned by billionaire Sanford White. The rooms have floor-to-ceiling LCD screens playing sounds and images from countries around the world. And now, part two of the White Castle.
Last night I had a very strange dream. I met Sanford White.
Mm-hmm. What was he like?
I didn't actually see him. In my dream, I was walking along the beach. There must have been a moon. Everything was in a sort of half light, in black and white. I saw something in the sand. It was a seashell, you know, the kind you hold up to your ear to hear the ocean.
Did you hear the ocean?
I heard a voice.
Ah, here you are at last.
Pardon?
Will you help me?
Who is in there?
Please help me come out of my shell.
Who are you?
I was put here by an evil genie.
Why?
Oh, it's such a long story.
I'd like to hear it.
Once I'm free, I'll tell you. Will you help me?
How?
Take me back with you.
How do I know that you are not the evil genie?
Do you believe in evil genies?
No, but you could be.
Trust me.
Are you a good genie?
A very good genie.
If I set you free, will you give me three wishes?
Your wish is my command.
Will they come true?
They always do.
All right. What do I do?
Rub my shell.
Rub your shell?
Yes, please.
You mean like this?
That feels good. Now the other side. Oh, yes. I love it.
And then I woke up.
Did Mr. Genie come out of his shell?
I don't know.
You're saying Sanford White was the genie.
It was his voice. But here's where it gets creepy. When I woke up, there was a seashell on the dresser. And my sandals were covered with sand.
Do you sleepwalk?
Not that I know of.
Did you listen to the seashell?
Of course.
No. Did you hear anything?
I heard the ocean.
No genie?
No. I even said, hey, anyone in there?
The shell had been vacated?
It was a very strange dream.
Maybe while you were sleeping, the genie climbed out of the shell.
You mean he's running around free in the castle?
I guess we'll find out.
Then when do I get my three wishes?
Oh, well, I think the only way you're going to get them is to dream on.
Is this New Delhi?
Looks like old Delhi.
Do they have delis in Delhi?
Yeah, one on every corner.
No, they don't.
I'll ask Rose.
I wanted to tell you that my cousin Rose told me that Johnny Seven knew Sanford White. I emailed Johnny and he's going to join us.
Really? Johnny Seven?
Oh, he's a character.
I liked him.
When's Johnny coming?
He's flying in this morning.
There's an airstrip on this island?
His plane has pontoons.
Well, the more the merrier.
But where is Sanford White?
Does he have a plane?
Oh, he probably has a teleporter.
Does anyone remember their dreams from last night?
I do. I found a seashell with a genie in it.
Oh, yeah? Did you make a wish?
I wish I had.
The genie's voice was Sanford White.
He was in my dream, too.
Hey, is that Johnny?
I think it is. I'll tell you about the dream later.
Mojo, don't you find it curious that these rooms with all these walls made out of plasma screens are, well, they're playing images of places we've been to?
You mean like the Rio room, the Bali room, the Amazon room?
Yeah, and the French Quarter, the Morocco room, and this, the Sumatra room with its friendly tiger.
Maybe Sanford wants us to feel at home.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of home, after we finish this voyage, I've been thinking I may go back to Inverness.
Ah, you're going to become Lord of the Manor.
Yeah, I might.
I'll come visit.
I hope you will.
What'll I call you? Lord Flanders?
Oh, no, nothing so formal. Just call me Lord Jack.
Lord Jack? Oh, man, I don't know about you.
What a strange world this is.
Do you mean White's world or just the world in general?
Just the world.
I don't know if the world is strange, but we certainly are.
We, as in you or me or all human beings?
Humans. Odd creatures that we are.
I wonder what it'll be like when we no longer have bodies.
Oh, you mean just wispy spirits drifting through the ether?
I doubt that we'll be drifting.
And then doing somersaults?
Maybe.
And once we've dropped these bodies, you know, soul-free somersaults sound like fun.
And then?
Well, no one knows. There's lots of theories and opinions.
So many religions.
But who's got it right?
Do you think the truth is ever revealed?
The Russian mystic Gurdjieff said, if you could see the truth, you'd go mad instantly.
Is that true?
Well, it's hard to say. He was a bit of a con man.
Do you think that we're that far away from the truth?
What do you mean?
That if we suddenly saw it, we'd go insane.
We're pretty nuts as it is. But look at the bright side.
We have the rest of eternity to find the truth.
You read my mind.
No, but I'm beginning to understand how you think.
I wish I could say the same about you.
No, you don't.
I guess you're right. I like to be surprised.
Maybe one day I'll surprise you in a way that you won't like. How would you like that?
I'd love it.
All right. Then we'll see.
Uh-oh.